Focus on growth rather than perfection. Unknown. Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Today, I figured we could talk about how to actually celebrate our small wins. This is one of those things that I feel like it's such a tool, because I feel like once you learn how to actually celebrate the smaller wins in life, you can keep from burning out a lot more often. And burnout is a problem that we're seeing a lot in today's world. I feel like I myself have experienced a lot of burnout, and I think that it has become... We've talked about this many times, actually, but it has definitely become an issue where I think that a lot of the times we think that life is a series of being overworked and stressed out and like grinding, if you will. And it's hard because I love a good work grind, don't get me wrong, but I definitely think that it can become a problem if you're not willing to celebrate even just the smaller little nuggets of like what your grind is bringing you, and not always just looking at like the end of the whole journey, you know, the destination, if you will. It's all about the journey along the way, and that's kind of like what we're going to be talking about today, and just how to actually, you know, chill out and enjoy your journey and like celebrate your journey along the way, and celebrate even just the tiniest little incremental steps of growth, so that when you do get those big wins, when you do get to the big like completions of anything in your life, it gives it one, more meaning, but two, you really, like, you soaked in every single step of it, and you're really able to kind of harvest everything that it did for you. Here's the thing, I think that if we wait our entire lives for things to kind of be done, tied up, and wrapped with a pretty bow in order to celebrate or in order to feel accomplished or content, then I think that we'll end up spending our whole lives waiting. And that's a really big fear of mine. I have been doing this like mental like meditation thing lately, where anytime I'm kind of struggling with anything, or anytime just not even struggling, anytime I'm contemplating something, even if it's just like, yo, what should I eat for dinner tonight? And I'll just like think about my 80-year-old self sitting on a porch, and I'll sit down with her and I'll be like, what do you think? And 80-year-old me, I don't know why or how, or just like, just the character I've built of 80-year-old me inside my mind is wise, is woke, and just knows. Like, she just knows what matters and what doesn't, what's a waste of time and what totally isn't. And so when I think about just getting to that version of my life, when I think about becoming 80, I've basically just committed to myself that that version of me will be just so content with life. And so that makes it easier then for me to go to 80-year-old me and be like, what should I do now? Or what's going wrong now? And blah, 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 blah. But I think that was also just like a mental trick that I've done with myself, because one of my biggest fears is to go through my whole life and be 80, 90, 100, whatever, and look back and be like, I feel like I spent my whole life kind of just like waiting to hit some finish line that just like didn't exist. And it makes you really wonder, like, what are we always chasing and why are we chasing it? Is it really that, you know, getting more of anything is gonna make us feel any more fulfilled than we feel right now? Or is it all about kind of enjoying just even the smallest bits of growth and the smallest bits of expansion and change along the way? And I think that just knowing that and contemplating that, especially if you're contemplating it with an older, wrinkly, non-existent version of you, it's kind of comforting, because it makes you step back and take a look at what your drive and your focus is really steering you towards, what is actually creating that insistent need to go for things, and what is maybe stopping you along the way from feeling like you're able to enjoy the process or celebrate, you know, the little steps in those directions along the way. It's my true and honest belief that it's in celebrating the smaller moments in life and the smaller things in life that give our bigger moments and the bigger things in life more meaning. So let's find out exactly how to do that. First and foremost, we need to go over why and explain to ourselves, or I guess our subconscious, why we can't always wait for completion or perfection to celebrate things. So most of us would probably agree that our goals are pretty lofty, like they're pretty big. And I think that that is something that is so cool, especially about our generation, or any generation that's alive and witnessing this. But it just, we're very ambitious. I've been watching Mad Men. I've talked about it a few times, and it's based in like the 60s and 70s, and I'm painting everything in one color right now. But in that show, I feel like the desire for more is more predominant there than just like their ambition to grow as individuals. But I feel like in today's world, despite the fact that there's going to be some shitty people out there, let's not paint it in rose-colored glasses, but I would say the majority of people I see online, the majority of things I see on social media, even like Kylie Jenner, she randomly posted a photo the other day and it had this like long caption that I was like, I think that's the most real thing I've ever like read or heard of from Kylie Jenner. And I just feel like I'm just sensing that our generation and this time in our world, we're all very ambitious, but I don't think it is as materialistic as it once was or could be. I think that we're seeing more and more ambition to just grow as individuals and to fully submerse ourselves or like immerse ourselves, whatever, just to feel our lives, to feel like we are content with ourselves and at peace with ourselves. And I think that that's an amazing thing. I think that we are a generation that won't take no for an answer. And I think that we're also like, we're a generation that doesn't play by the rules. We tend to set high expectations of ourselves. And I think that we do that because we know what we're capable of, or at least we like to believe that we're capable of more than we've been told. And I think that that is an incredible thing that is very common in our generation. And I don't think we should necessarily change that, but I definitely think that it comes with setting monstrous goals that a lot of the times leave us feeling like we're not able to celebrate, we're not able to feel content, to feel fulfilled until those goals are complete. And that can sometimes set us up for disaster, because if we're always waiting to complete our goal to celebrate, we'll never celebrate. And I'll tell you why. As humans and as individuals, a lot of the time we're always wanting the next step, the next thing, the next whatever. We can't help ourselves. So even if you set a huge goal and you get to that goal, by the time you actually finish out and complete that big goal, you normally kind of are already having your eyes set on the next thing, which stops you from celebrating everything you've done to get to where you once dreamed of being. And again, I think that that is very human, and I think that that is very natural for our brains to do. And I mean, if it wasn't natural, then we wouldn't be that way. But I think that in knowing that, we need to then be aware of celebrating all the small steps along the way so that we don't constantly just wait until we're done to celebrate. Because once you're done, celebration, if it is there, it isn't going to last very long before you're just jumping into the next thing. And then your life becomes a series of like little celebrations that are years apart, you know? You're constantly waiting for the next big milestone to basically be like, okay, cool, I made it. Now what? And so instead, if you're like on a daily basis, wow, look at what I just did, that was pretty cool, that will make it so that when you do have those big aha moments, it's a string line of, look what I did, that was pretty cool, that led to holy freaking shit, I made it here. And it gives that moment so much more meaning. So how do we test whether or not that's kind of what we're doing? I think that gratitude is always the most humbling way to test this theory, because I find that for me personally, whenever I'm finding it a little difficult to like cultivate that feeling of gratitude for the small things in my life, I can tell that my focus has been way too narrow-mindedly like placed on something that's big, you know? And I think that that is common. And it's also, like I said, it's a very humbling thing to ask yourself, what are you grateful for? And I think that a lot of the times we'll just be like, oh, like enough of that crap, or like, I don't need that like lovey-dovey crap or whatever. Like, it's just like, it's easy for our ego to be like, oh, I don't want to make a list of things I'm grateful. I already know what I'm grateful for. But that is like steamrolling over those small little celebrations, those small little things that we should be excited for. And so if you are finding it difficult to think of things that are small that you're grateful for, if you find it difficult to feel that sense of like fulfillment from something that is really just like a cup of coffee in the morning, or you know, just feeling connected to the things that you've always dreamed of, that you have now, that you once would have like killed for, then that is usually the most eye-opening way to see kind of where you're at in terms of how easy you're being on celebrating your small wins versus only waiting for your big ones. And like, there's nothing wrong, I think, when you're noticing, or if you do notice that you're having any kind of issue, feeling grateful for the small things in your life, because it doesn't make you a bad person. I think it just means that we've lost our sense of focus along the way, and that we've lost our like intention that we began with. Because if your intention is too big, then it becomes just that. It becomes too big to feel on a daily basis. So we need to break it down and simplify it even more. Simplify it in the way that we simplified it when we were kids. Because when we were kids, we found things to be excited and happy about every single day. And that's a habit that means we've all had it at some point, which truly just means that we can have it back again. We just have to work for it or work on it. So how exactly do we do that? Well, I'm gonna let you guys know really quickly after we take a little coffee talk mid-roll break. So what exactly does it mean to celebrate our small wins? I feel like it's important for me to make note, at least for myself, that I don't think celebrating your small wins is like deterring your efforts or deterring your course by just like giving into like a quick indulgence or a desire that's basically going to make it feel like you're taking one step forward and like two step backwards. By that I mean, let's say you're trying to work on being an overall just like healthier person, and you go like, okay, like I did a workout today, so I get to eat whatever like pizza I want, and you just like muck an entire pizza every single day that you work out, because then I feel like that is like a one step forward, two step backwards, you know? Like, I think that celebrating our wins, first of all, I feel like it's relative to what kind of wins we're talking about, because there's daily wins, there's weekly wins, there's monthly wins, there's yearly wins. And so we have to be aware of like which win we're talking about and which kind of celebration goes hand in hand with that win. For me, I feel like even just on a daily basis, when I think of small wins, I think the biggest way for me to celebrate that personally is to just take a moment to kind of absorb the moment, you know? To take a moment and after going on a long walk with Bentley, to just like feel content and like cuddle him and just like just feel so in love with my dog. Or if it's like, you know, you worked really, really hard one day, and at the end of the day, you just take a few moments for yourself to read your favorite book or to watch the sun go down. And little mindful moments like that, I feel like, are my own personal way of celebrating smaller wins, because it doesn't require me to need anything or to desire anything aside from just kind of absorbing what's happening in front of me. But again, I feel like these are all gonna be different for all of us. I think that all of us like to celebrate things in different ways because we're all completely unique individuals. But anything that on a daily basis that you can do for yourself that makes you feel like it's celebrating whatever win you feel like you had that day, even if it's solely just a little pat on your own back to be like, good freaking job. Like, it seems weird and it feels uncomfortable to tell ourselves that we're doing a good job, or, you know, to compliment ourselves sometimes. Like, it feels kind of corny, but I feel like the reason why we say it's corny or we say that we feel uncomfortable doing it is because it is like uncomfortable to like just win, to just like let yourself feel that contentment and that peace, because of course we're always feeling like we need more or desire more, or that, you know, it's like corny or lame to like be proud of ourselves. It's getting more comfortable with feeling like we've done a good job. Then more on like a weekly basis, I would say, like, for instance, I find that when I think of like my health and fitness and wellness, I like to look at it more weekly. And so each week I make up like whatever workouts I want to do that week, whatever like meals or whatever, like I'll pick up my groceries for the week and all that. And if I can go the full week, then I know come Friday, Saturday, I'm gonna get my favorite meal from whatever takeout place, or go out for dinner, or like not be so like strict on like how I'm trying to sustain my lifestyle. And that little treat at the end of the week makes it feel like I'm like celebrating the win of the whole week, you know? And more monthly or more yearly, I feel like it's a bit bigger. It's like making plans with somebody, or, you know, if there's like a concert that I really want to go to and I've been working really hard all month, I'll be like, you know what, I'm going to get tickets to that concert, because I feel like that's celebrating life. That's celebrating all of the things that are going on in life, and it's a little win. It's a little pocket of joy that is just for fun, doing something literally just for fun, for no other reason, for no personal gain aside from just experiencing a moment and loving it. And then I also too, like, I feel like bigger goals, like when we're talking the big goals, like the once you've celebrated all these little wins and you do complete that big win, it all filters into the big win. I know for me, I like to sometimes go on a trip if I've been working really hard for like a few months in a row, or if there's like something I've really had my eye on for a while, like something like a new car, or like, that sounds aggressive, but like I remember when I got my Jeep, it was like such a big like celebration for me. It was me celebrating the hard work that I had put in for a few years and just like feeling like, you know what, I'm gonna do that for myself. And it's hard because I think that in today's world, we're not as inclined to think this way, but a lot of the times I think that self-care and like celebrating your wins can be seen as being selfish or self-centered, but I don't think that it is at all. I think that when we're authentically just like celebrating our life and celebrating the things we love and the things that we enjoy in a way that is balanced, that isn't self any, like, I don't think that, I think that that's kind of the point, you know? Like, if you were to ask me, I would say that it would be all about taking those moments to really just be like, wow, like, this is amazing, or I feel so grateful for this, or this little tiny incremental step that I took today, it was awesome, or it was huge, and like, I did that. And taking those moments to think like, you did that, like, even if it is small, that is what's going to give the whole journey of life more meaning along the way. Sometimes even just like during the day, if there's something I've been procrastinating for a long time, like a simple task even, and I finally work up the courage to just do it, to just like sit down for an hour and knock it out, taking 15 minutes to just like stretch or go for a little walk or just like to feel the feeling of accomplishment is, to me, celebrating that win. I feel like celebrating the small wins is just taking note of all of the little things and the little moves that we make along the way that help us fulfill our purpose and fulfill just feel fulfillment in a lot of ways. I think it's anything that helps make any advancement towards that. It's a reason to celebrate. So how do we know when and what to celebrate? And I think that we kind of already touched on this when we said that this is going to be different for everybody, because everybody, what we're all trying to go after and achieve is different. And that's what makes life so like incredible and unique. And what makes your life so incredible and unique, that the way that I celebrate a small win to a big win to whatever win is going to be different from the way that you do it to the next person, to even like your sisters or your brother or your best friend or whoever else you know. It's going to be totally different. But I think that there's definitely ways that we can all kind of tap in and find out what's worth celebrating and like how to actually celebrate it. But then when it comes to actually following through on those actions, they are going to be different for all of us. There's this book I read by David G called Sacred Powers back in 2018. And something that has always stuck with me from his book is that when something basically gets our attention, which is whatever it is that you feel like you want to do, change, go after, anything like that, any goal, it gets your attention. It's like, okay, this is interesting me. There's signals coming off over here. Then once you have your attention, it's like, okay, well, what do you want to do with that? So then you plant an intention. You're like, I intend to whatever. And then once that is done, you follow it up with action. That is a cycle of, let's call it an action cycle. That's an action cycle right there. Something gets your attention. You basically pin an intention to it, and then you go after it with action. So those can happen on a big scale and they can happen on smaller scales. And on a big scale, those are like the big goals that we set. But even the big ones can get broken down into smaller ones, because if you have a big goal to become fit, or if you have a big goal to write a book, then that caught your intention, that caught your attention, you set your intention, and then you're gonna follow through now with action. But then every day there's gonna be a little small action loop that's going to help feed into the bigger action loop. Are you following? I really hope you are. I think that anytime one of those action cycles is complete, it's worth the celebration of even just taking a moment to feel accomplished. That even that small little bit of celebrating whatever action cycle you just completed, that's a moment that you should be able to take. Even it doesn't take, you don't have to throw a freaking party every time you finish an action cycle. It's more so just taking a moment to just be, to just like feel what you've just done and to feel the difference in yourself, to feel the difference in the chipping away at whatever loading bar you can visualize of your goal, and to just be like, I did that. And it takes 2 seconds to take a deep breath and just feel the experience of accomplishment. Even if it is a small little action cycle that you went through, even if it is like, I only wrote 100 words of my book today, it's 100 more words that you had that you didn't have yesterday. So feel that and know that and just experience that and allow yourself that little space to be like, well, that was great, and then move on to the next action cycle. So in terms of actually doing those things daily, weekly, monthly, all that good stuff, we're gonna talk about how to celebrate each action cycle in any incremental form right after this quick break. Okay, let's jump in. I've already talked about daily, like how I like to celebrate my action cycles by just like taking a mindful moment, if you will. But daily action cycles are even just things like if you're trying to change a habit in your life, if you're trying to get up early in the morning, anything of the sort. I think that any kind of action cycle that stems from your desire to grow as an individual and to just be a better person, I think that those daily little moments of, yes, I just did it, or like, yes, I accomplished that, to me, like checking something off a to-do list or fulfilling the habits that you said you were going to do for that week or whatever, it requires us, first of all, to prioritize, because we can't do all of the wins in every single day. It's not going to happen. So I think that becoming aware of that, then we're able to kind of celebrate different little wins every single day. Like maybe for a week or two, you get up at 6 a.m. every day, and that's a win for you. Celebrate it. But then on the third week, maybe you don't need to celebrate getting up at 6 a.m. Maybe it's now you're getting up at 6 a.m. and, you know, going for a walk or having a really healthy breakfast instead of your usual, I don't know, like sugary cereals. I don't know, whatever it is. But you just like, you find that new little thing to add to it that's going to be a new win and a new win and a new little win. And those daily little wins of just like, I did that, check it off the to-do list, or like, I feel accomplished right now. Those are, I think, the best way to celebrate your daily wins, if you will. Then weekly wins. So again, I kind of dove into how I like to look at my weeks in terms of like Monday to Friday, and then like Friday and the weekend, you know? And so from Monday to Friday, I try and stay a certain course. I try not to get too pulled by like how I'm feeling and like whether or not I feel like doing something. And then on the weekends, I am able to kind of follow through on those feelings. And that is just like the way that I find balance for me weekly. And so if I know that despite feeling off for the week, or despite something bigger going on in my life for whatever week, if I can still get things done throughout the week that I wanted to get done, come the weekend, it makes it so that I'm able to either like celebrate or let loose a little bit, relax a little bit, enjoy maybe like a little treat or something along the lines. And those, like that little way of those celebrating a week, just celebrating the end of a week, whatever fruit you harvested that week, or whatever grind work or planting or whatever phase of your cycle of goal that you're in for the week, you celebrate come the weekend. Now, you don't have to do it that way. Maybe you can make your weekly wins or your weekly celebrations of wins to be, you shift up your routine for the following week, or I don't know. There's so many different ways, because it can be so different to all of us, but it's just a matter of what are you trying to accomplish on a weekly basis, and how are you willing to celebrate those accomplishments? Monthly, I think that these are kind of like, when you think about it, if you were to celebrate like more seasonally, if every single month you set out smaller goals of your big goal, like let's say your big goal is to start a business, and starting a business is a generic kind of goal, because what business, and what is the purpose of this business, and what is this of this business, and those become kind of like the little monthly goals. It's okay, this month I'm going to figure out the purpose of my business, the next month I'm going to figure out, you know, what my business is going to give to other people, like what service is my business. And each month that you follow through on those little goals, you celebrate in whatever way that feels right to whatever your monthly goals were. Maybe your monthly goal was to increase your level of sleep, so at the end of the month you buy yourself that new pillow, that like aromatherapy pillow, like that like sinks and like morphs against your neck and all that. maybe you buy yourself a new comforter. I think that these are the times where it can be okay to maybe like give yourself that treat, to have had your eye on a pair of booties, and all month you've been budgeting and you actually did your budget all the way through, and now you do have that extra $100 off to the side that you said, okay, if I can stick to my budget, that $100 is going to go towards a treat. And that treat is, you've had your eye on that pair of booties, then you get yourself the booties at the end of the month, you know, those little bits of celebration where you're celebrating your hard work. And then yearly, I think that these are kind of like more how we shift and change as individuals. When you set out for 2019, I'm going to take a wild guess, you probably set some resolutions, some goals, some whatever, and maybe you're halfway there, maybe you're most of the way there, maybe you've barely even started, maybe your goals have changed, doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like on a yearly basis you're getting closer to or making any kind of movement in, I think that when we get to the end of that, when we come on the other side of the year, whether you ended up completing what you thought you would or you wouldn't, either way you're going to look back and see that growth was there. Either way you're going to look back and see you learned something, but see that experience taught you something or brought you somewhere different than where you were a year ago. And that deserves to be celebrated too. Obviously, there's the celebrations of like New Year's Eve and like Christmas and all of that, but you also don't have to wait till New Year's Eve or Christmas to celebrate these wins. I think that it's even just celebrating it by, it's like, I think flourishing into more as you are as an individual, or deciding to feel good about the things you're accomplishing and to take a little break, maybe go on vacation, even if vacation is vacating in your own city, becoming a tourist in your own city for a day, or taking yourself out for a fancy dinner, or celebrating with the ones that you love, just anything of the sort that's going to make you feel like no matter what you feel you did or didn't accomplish, you're still celebrating the growth that's happening to you along the way. Here's the thing. Life is going to, and always will be, a series of things getting our attention, us setting our intentions with said things, and then us following through with actions. That'll happen on a big scale and it'll happen on a small scale. But either way, each time we follow through on all three of those things, we become wiser, we become better, we learn, we grow. And I think that no matter if you're on a bigger version of that or a smaller version of that, if we can learn to celebrate each time those little action cycles happen, then we tend to feel more connected and more fulfilled in our lives along the way. This is what's gonna keep us from burning out. This is what's gonna keep us from feeling like we're constantly putting in work and not really getting any fruit. You know, I think the fruit is always kind of there. It's just whether or not we're willing to pick it and taste it, or if we're just waiting for the fruit to be perfect first. And so taste your dang fruit. You've worked hard for it. Even if getting up early today was what you did and that was you working hard, then who cares? I think that we need to, first of all, be aware that we're not comparing our daily wins to other people's daily wins. But also too, I think that we need to be aware of when we're holding out on ourselves from celebrating our short wins and our big wins. And when it's time to just like, even if it's just taking a big deep breath of contentment, to do so. So go after your big goals and do it fiercely, but don't be afraid to celebrate all the short wins along the way. So there you guys have it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's Coffee Talk podcast episode. Leave me any of your thoughts down below if you're watching the video, or just tweet them and Instagram them at me if you're listening via podcast. And aside from that, I'll talk to all of you guys next Monday. Bye guys.